Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Many of you I know listen to the show, you tune in each and every day, and I want to say this, I so appreciate that you do that. I got to meet some of the folks down in Los Angeles when I was down there this weekend that listen to the show.
Mickey and Minnie?
No, they're not in L.A.
Oh.
Aren't they like...
Yeah, Disney?
No, Disney's
in L.A., isn't it?
Isn't it like the town over Anaheim or someplace? I don't
it's
know.
It's still all that whole area, isn't it?
But no, the Green Man was there, though.
Oh!
The Green Man was there, all though. Right. And Governor George Pataki was there. I interviewed George. Actually called him Georgie on the air.
You mean Goofy was there?
We have to edit this show. Woo. This is not good. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is my guest today. He's saying we have got to edit the beginning of this show. Yeah, and you know, the reason I'm bringing this up is I was so thrilled to meet all of you at the Go Green Expo this weekend. It was wonderful to know, you know, that this little show that started as 1 hour a week is reaching people in Southern California and, you know, Orange County, those of you that walked up to the booth and were like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe you. I mean, this was so amazing. But that's what today's show is about. It's about showing up. And I'm so thrilled that Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house because, you know what? This is a man that knows how to reach out beyond the boundaries of what we know and move beyond that to the world of unlimited possibilities. But even as he does that, as the founder of Cellular Wisdom, you know, as the person that created his life, his career, his medical degree, his PhD in molecular biology, which I almost can't say, has put 15 plus years of experience into the work that he does. And the reason that this is so important is because he understands that there are unlimited possibilities. But boy, you need to be able to show up and have results. That's what he does. And so today's show is not only about what those unlimited possibilities are and how each and every one of us can learn, and I say learn, how to tap into them. Not once a year when the moon and the planets are lined up and we think everything is in the exact formation and boom, once in a lifetime, if you blink, you miss it, your life is over. No, this is how you turn your resolution into results. This is what we want for you for 2009. When we say divine in 2009, that means that everything that you have said or dreamt about is now ready to come to fruition. And Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us here today. This is such an important show.
Thank you for having me.
I am so glad we're doing this show now because you are one of the Holistic Makeover sponsors. You will be working with one of our fabulous folks.
I'm looking forward to it, yes.
And you're going to Egypt.
Yes, actually, next Wednesday already.
And so let's talk about results. Let's talk about resolutions because we sit down and we say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. We have a vision board, we have this, we have that. The year goes by and we still have the vision board and we still have this and that.
You know, it's really interesting what we just talked before the show about, you know, the whole energy seems to be in our society more confusion than people really know what's going on. And so there's something about, well, are we now in a down spiral? Are things picking up? Are things going well? So there is something that happens that is unclear yet. There is hope, but there is also constant bombardment of lack. And I think what's so important for us personally is that we decide what we want, not what we are told is possible, not what the media tells us. This is where we are right now, and this is what you have to expect. Make it up yourself. Make a resolution, and make a resolution that gets you to that level that you want to be, and don't wait for anybody to give you the permission. Now, having said that, we all know there are problems with that.
Yeah, there are. But I love what you're talking about. Because, look, let's just use the perfect example. We are in a field, and we call it a field, a profession. Let's call it a profession.
Okay.
And, you know, I call it holistic living. I call it healthy living. Whatever you want, mind, body, spirit integration. You know, we are not the traditional mainstream. We are the new mainstream. We really are. We have, you know, 50 million people in a movement right now that want to hear your message. And let's just talk about results for a minute, because that's what we're going to talk about today. In the gloom and doom of an economy, would you ever think that the event that we had last Friday, which I did the opening for, kind of an interesting thing, Carolyn Mace was there, sold out. There wasn't a 1,200 people. There wasn't a seat in the place. So this is confusing.
Well, and I think that makes complete sense. Well, first of all, the people that are listening to you, they're people that are dedicated. And, you know, there's just something where there is an innate feeling of there is a good vibration. There is a message that I can use. There is a message, and Carolyn Mace has certainly a lot of great messages that she's sharing with the people around her and with her books and so on. So there is something where we feel drawn to. And I think that's where, you know, we come in. People in general, you and me and everybody else, we want to feel good. And feeling good is something that we are told is often happening from the outside, and we are giving the message, you can feel good from the inside. You can create your own experience. You can create your own happiness. You can create your own health. You don't have to have this, you know, like you said, the star aligning to that, and, you know, the economy being perfect, and, you know, your boss giving a pat on the shoulder.
2012. We're aiming for 2012. For what?
That's
Do
right.
it now.
That's right. And so that's why, you know, the beginning of the new year is always, for me, a great opportunity to talk about how we can use our resolutions to move forward. And it doesn't mean that this is the only opportunity. Mm-hmm. Oh, now you missed it. It's already the 27th. No, just make this day today your right. new year and set things into motion. But there are some common traps, and I want to talk about the five common mistakes.
I want to know why resolutions don't work. I really do. Because I can remember having the best intention. You know, as a matter of fact, I did a whole like ritual one year, like where I did the whole ceremony on the beach, froze my butt off, but, you know, lit the fire, did everything. This special sage that I went down to the Sierra, mountains to pick, didn't work.
What was your resolution about?
Tell you later. I'm going to hold that. I'm going to keep you on it.
Oh, that's
great. I'm
going
to wait till later on in the show for that. First, I want to hear why it didn't work, though.
Well, you know, and I want to just talk about five very common reasons that I think are not very often talked about. And the first reason is that the why is not big enough. So what does it mean, the why? You know, whose idea is it anyhow that you want to change or that you have a resolution? Is it your idea or is it maybe your partner's idea? Is it the idea of a magazine, or did Oprah talk about it? Who was the one who gave you the idea, well, maybe now it's time to lose weight or spend more time with your family or create more order at home or remove your debt? Who was the one behind it? And very often it sounds good, it makes sense, but there is no feeling inside. You know, when I work with people who want to lose weight, very often they come to me and say, you know it's healthier to lose weight, but there is no feeling with it because health right now is not an issue. So it's very abstract. It's very much something that's a good idea, but it's not something they have really any energy, any emotion behind it. And so that's what's missing. So what's missing is really translating the idea of the resolution into an idea that your subconscious, your emotions, your heart can really get a hold of, that can say, oh, I'm excited about this. Same thing with smoking, stopping smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, I know smoking is a bad habit. Well, but as long as you still feel like my lungs are fine, I can walk these 100 feet to the store and buy a new pack, I'm not wheezing or something, as long as you don't really have clear evidence that it would do any better or it would be any better for you to stop, there's just, again, no translation into that subconscious, into the feeling realm. So what you need to do is to really ask yourself, why do I want to change? And there are two things to consider. One is you're away from motivation, which means what is it what you want to avoid? What is it what's really bothering you about, let's say, the old habit or what's not working? And the towards motivation, what's going to happen when you have reached the goal? What will be better? What will really drive you towards it? The problem is that people often either have no motivation or they only have one. That means they may have pain or they may have displeasure. But once that is gone, once it's more easier, they lose the motivation. Let's say, you know, people want to lose weight and they have, you know, pain in their knees. They lose 10 pounds. They want to lose 50 pounds. After 10 pounds, the pain is gone. There's no more motivation there to lose more weight because the away from motivation is at ease. Same with debt. You know, people say, I want to just be able to pay my bills. Once they reach that level, there's no towards motivation to go any further because they don't have anything in mind that draws them forward. So you need to have both in mind. You have to have a clear idea what it's going to give you, what feels good about it.
And, you know, this is kind of interesting. So how do you overcome that? Because, you know, and I want to stay with two things that you just mentioned, but I want to go to the losing weight one, you know, in particular. What's kind of interesting around that is, you know, there's a television show, of course, you know, The Biggest Loser.
Right.
And, you know, that show in itself has been a hit show. However, there's been some controversy this year. Part of the controversy has to do with a couple of people, or one in particular, that did get the opportunity to be part of this and just doesn't seem like she wants to do it. And I want to talk about this when we come back, because how do we keep the momentum of that passion and that purpose? How do we keep that in the forefront? Because we actually have to do something, you know? I mean, I don't know about you. I do know some people that can really think their ways. I have a friend that can think every fat cell in her body off. Not quite there yet for myself. Don't know if many people are, but I want to talk to you about this when we come back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub in the house. Why resolutions don't work and finding out what does. And maybe later on in the show, I'll share what I was trying to get done during that special ceremony or resolution day. We'll be right back.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you going through a divorce or are you single again? A 24/7 resource center called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, Office Max, and other local stores. Visit perfgogreen.com. That's PERFGoGreen.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I guess so.
Come on, man.
Say whoa.
Take me down where the love honey flows. Kiss you nice. Nibble your toes.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And what I love about the show today with Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and you know, and I want to make sure you have his website, is that, you know, how to turn your resolution into results is so important. Because honestly, we need results right now. And I shared a little bit, and those of you that heard me on air Saturday night, you got the sense that I was meeting people that were launching their dreams. And I met a company, Friedemann, that 5 months in the making, company created, you know, a garment bag that will replace the plastic that you get from, like, your dry cleaner, even a green dry cleaner. And this bag acts sort of as a duffel where you can take your clothes in and they'll use it, and then you don't have the plastic and the carcinogens and all of that.
Like it. Great.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
5 months old, the company. So, you know, I mean, think about it. Crisis. 5 months, company, innovation, implementation. Their bags go for, I think, they're $10 a piece. You couldn't even get near the booth. And this is because, you know, of what you're talking about. You know, you can make a resolution to lose something, but don't we also make resolutions to bring something into our lives?
Absolutely. And that's often forgotten, you know, the what do you gain from it? And that's, again, a part of the why. And to really get your, you know, your heart into it, one of the ways that I find is very powerful is to really start the process of visualization, but doing it right. You know, many times visualization is just done as a tool, as, you know, I'm visualizing something, it looks nice, and then I think it's a magic wand and it should work, but that's really not what it does. What visualization does, it starts a so-called de-identification process. What it means, the de-identification process, is that you're actually letting go of the old way of how you behaved, how you looked at yourself, what you thought your identity was, and give it another way, give it another choice, another option, which is the outcome that you really want. Now, what's important there is when you are creating the end point of your resolution, make it realistic. Don't make it like, you know, so out there, so far away that you can never reach it, that it just feels like, you know, how can I ever, you know, lose 150 pounds? How can I ever really get, you know, clear my debt? Or how can I ever do something that feels just too much? So make it in a way that you know you can reach it. It feels exciting. And when you're there, you can see yourself as that person. That's important. You have to see yourself as the person, and you have to feel something about it. See, when you visualize and you only see it, doesn't work. When you visualize and you feel something with it and you feel motivated, you can actually feel your heart rate going up. You can feel there's a little bit more blood in your face. Yesterday I worked with a client and she told me when she talked about her dreams, she got some moisture in her eyes. That was a really good sign. That means her neural networks are firing in all cylinders and she's ready to move in that direction. Something pulls her in that direction. If you're not there yet, your resolution needs to be redefined. It needs to be either made more exciting, smaller in size, more about you, less about others. It needs to be really something you want and not something you should do or you think you should be doing. So that's the why aspect that I think is often overlooked.
And you know, one of the things that I think you're talking about is, you know, being able to have that purpose and passion and sort of flush out. I mean, I want to ask you, how do we flush out sort of the incongruencies? How do we flush out, you know, the stuff that we think we want as our dream or our passion, but we don't really want it? You know what I mean? It's hard to imagine, first of all, someone like you or me or someone like Oprah having the success she has, but really not wanting it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But then, you know, she definitely is completely congruent with her message, like you are, completely congruent with your mission. And that's what creates a success. Now, with Oprah, she wants to lose weight, but she's not congruent with that. Because
no.
She gains it, she loses it, she gains it, she loses it.
Now so we're on to the thyroid thing with it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really something that, you know, we can always point fingers to something that's mm-hmm. not working inside of us. But when it comes down to it, if she would have the same energy, the same congruency that she has with her mission of her shows and
she
her work.
She needs to work with you, dude.
I would love to work with her. I bet she's a lot of fun to work with. But I definitely feel that's one of the most common reasons, that incongruency that keeps us away from the goals, that lets us go forward a few steps and then stall or go backwards. It's like a car that's spinning wheels on ice. It just doesn't move forward. One of the major reasons for incongruencies is something we don't want to hear about, the secondary benefits. What is it, what really is behind not reaching the goals? The self-sabotaging behavior. I have worked with many people that, you know, once in a while, let slip through that actually it's more comfortable to stay stuck, to be in that place of invisibility, to be in the place where they can feel sorry for themselves, where they don't need to show up. For example, losing weight is a very good example where people don't want to necessarily lose weight when they have these incongruencies, because it would mean that they would may have to go out again and meet somebody, especially if they are alone.
Okay.
And go into a relationship. The fear of rejection, the fear of hurt again. And so it's much safer and feels much better not to do that. Other times where people are together as a couple, overweight, one person doesn't want to lose weight because the fear is there that the couple or the other person in the partnership who doesn't lose weight all of a sudden may not appear attractive or may appear like, you know, well, you're not really the same as I am. And so there is a secondary benefit of being alike the person you're with. And that's one reason why you don't lose weight. So just, you know, as example of secondary benefits. So be really clear to ask yourself, what will happen if you reach the goal? And what will happen if you don't reach the goal? And then ask yourself, what will not happen if you reach the goal? And what will not happen if you don't reach the goal? And don't try to do this only from your head, but really do it more automatic writing, like, you know, just from your gut feeling, from your heart, and you may be surprised what comes up. Usually people stop after 3 or 4 things they put in their list. Go further. Try to get 10 things on your list, because the longer you work with that, the more deeper the seated blocks come to the surface, and you may see that the fear of change, and whatever that means for you, is one of the biggest incongruencies you have, and that stops you from doing this.
Is it subconscious, or are we, what I want to say is, and I'll just share, you know, my own personal experience is that we hear a lot about the subconscious, subconscious and how it keeps us stuck. But I got to tell you that, I cannot think of a single circumstance where both my conscious and subconscious were kind of in cahoots with each other. Although we talk about it as consciously wanting to change, but our subconscious, you know, and I'm not really sure about that. I think we get messages at the conscious, everyday waking level that says, I am scared to bleep about this. But we have a really cool way of putting the mask on it, whereas our subconscious doesn't get the mask. It's like, yeah, you're scared. You're stuck.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right. Well, and the messages are, you know, I compare this to little bubbles that are coming up from the subconscious to the conscious level.
I love that.
So what you get as, oh, I'm scared, is definitely something that comes from the subconscious. And the easy way to tell is when you feel something. Whenever you feel something with it, it comes from the subconscious. Whenever you don't feel something about it, it's usually from your head, usually from the intellect. So if there is a feeling, and especially a feeling like fear that you don't want to have intellectually, that's not okay, you shouldn't have that, then it's definitely from the subconscious bubbling up into your awareness. When it's in your awareness, the question is what you do with it. That's what's so important to address about incongruencies. Do you just shove it aside and say, you know, I don't want to listen to this, this is not good? Or do you want to address this part? And the more you address these concerns, watch your negative self-talk, just what you said. The more you address, what are you afraid of changing? Are you afraid of when you reach your destination that you don't like your life anymore and that you may want to change everything? Are you afraid of that big of a change? Don't you trust yourself? Don't you trust, you know, what you care about in your life? All those kind of things you want to address and be clear about, no, I'm not that person. I know that I can change incrementally. I know that I still will be committed to my job, to my wife, to my kids, whatever those fears are that are coming up. And once you address them, usually the subconscious is okay. Maybe you have to do this 3, 4, 5 times and address it in a way that comes also from more your heart, more from the feeling side, not from what sounds good or what makes sense, really more from, you know, what's the truth? Be honest to yourself. Honestly address those incongruencies. You know, and that's one of the peeves about the show, this Biggest Loser. Those things are not really addressed. You know, those things of inner incongruencies, why these people were struggling for such a long time, why people are, you know, gaining so much weight at such a young age, et cetera, et cetera. They are not really addressed. And what's shown mostly is how can we beat, you know, really this out of you? How can we make you suffer so much for all that you have been doing to yourself? So, and through the suffering, you finally will reach your goal. And I don't think that really reaching the goal needs to be through suffering.
Well, I think you're bringing up a very interesting point. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And also, we have a special offer. My very special guest today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, joining us here today. You can find out more about him on his website. And of course, he is the founder and creator of Cellular Wisdom. He's got lots of amazing things to share with you when we come back from break. We'll be giving you some information about that special offer. And we'll be talking about how you can have changes, resolutions that actually work. CellularWisdom.com is his website. And we'll be right back with me and the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADO SafeHaven.org.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
It feels good. Yeah. It feels good. Oh, it feels good. It feels good. It feels so good to me.
It feels so good to me. Yes, indeed it does. I love this time of year. I really do. I mean, not that you have to have this time of year in order to set your goals and dream big and all of that. Honestly, I've had some of my greatest visions at strange times during the year. But this truly is a time to renew, refresh, restart, and re-energize. And, you know, one of the things that I love to do is bring on people like Dr. Friedemann Schaub, who is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, who works with people day in, day out, to help all of us, and them in particular, change their lives. So today he's sharing with us some of the secrets that he has found why resolutions don't work, but what does work. And one of the things we'd like to do right now is let everybody know, and again, thank you for joining us here today, Dr. Schaub. I would love to have everybody know about the special offer and how you're going to be able to help them get started.
Well, there is a very, very interesting and very powerful way of defining your resolutions that has like innate momentum in it. And so what I have designed and put together is a questionnaire for you listeners. And if you're interested to get this questionnaire that really helps you to get clear about all these points we're talking about and really remove the blocks and this way create the energy that you need to get results and to achieve your goals, email me at info@cellularwisdom.com and I will send you this questionnaire. You simply fill it out. If you have any questions, feel free to
right
email
now.
Me afterwards.
Benny, we're
again,
doing it right now.
It's info@cellularwisdom.com and just write questionnaire and I will send this to you. There is also a specific way of using what you put together and putting that goal, this aim, into the future and creating results.
I just sent mine out already.
All right.
I beat you, Benny. And info@cellularwisdom.com. And this is a great way to get started. And what I want to say to everybody out there that does this, I am going to fill mine out using his form, Dr. Schaub's form. And what I want to do is I want to share that on the air. And I need to get some coaching from Dr. Friedemann about that. But I want all of us to kind of take this journey together. You know, we have a lot that we're giving away. Every day we do something to give something away. We also have launched down in LA our new Pay It Forward project. Mm. And so this is really the time, as you have demonstrated over and over and over again, where we don't have to tighten up. You see, the tightening up here is affecting our resolutions, and I really would love for you to address this. With all of the economy, all of that, I talked to three people that have now collapsed their dream because of the... Help me with this.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this is one of my really favorite topics to talk about, because I think there are two states we can observe inside ourselves. One is the contraction, the tightening up, and the other one is the expansion, the opening up. And we... at any given time can really see where are we. It's almost like a gauge inside of us. Sometimes we are neutral, but most of the time we are either at the more expansive place or more the contracting place. Now, the interesting thing about it is if you are contracting mainly, you're really not able to create anything. It's like you're basically, you know, stopping all your creative resources, you're stopping your ideas, you're stopping your energy to move forward. Anything is pretty much put on hold. You're hibernating in some ways, which is not a bad thing if you need to hibernate.
Okay.
So it's not that contraction is something negative.
I know. I've needed to hibernate. I've shared that story a lot.
Absolutely. And then you also have to really realize that if you want to now move on and, you know, expand again, just like nature does this in the springtime, you have to open up and focus on the expansive process, which means, again, dreaming and all these things we're talking about. Now, this is a personal choice. And again, I think we are at a time right now where the, you know, the saying of the we, the people, is more important than ever. It's not others. It's not the media. It's not the government. It's we, the people, who are deciding what our future will be. This is what you do with all the green movements that are out there. This is what you do with your specific methods and mission and messages of the mind-body healings. All those kind of things are about we, the people. We don't have to wait to expand. We can give ourselves the permission. And I know that if enough people at the same time are opening up and expanding, it is shifting everything, not only in the economy, but really in the vibration of our planet. And that's the interesting thing about these times, that we have been so disempowered, and we have felt so much, you know, they're these people who are running, the most important people or the most powerful man in the world, the president. Well, you know, that used to be. But we as the people are more powerful and more important than that. And that's a power that we have to get back. And so I invite everybody for a New Year's resolution to have one resolution to be as expansive and as powerful as you can be. And really, this way, put your part into this movement to change the planet, to change the Earth, and, you know, in a lot of ways, make it a much better place than it has been for the last, you know, few decades. And I think we can do that.
I want to ask you about the two things. And, boy, the hour goes quickly. One of the things I want to ask you, there's been a lot of emphasis these days to vision boards and so forth. But, you know, before I knew about a vision board, I knew about goals and goal setting. And honestly, quite successful, kind of doing it old school way. How do we integrate? Does everybody have to do a vision board? Because honestly, for some people, I was talking to my best friend Linda. She's like, what do you want me to do? I mean, I sit down, I'll write my goals, but what do you want me to create? And so, I mean, we've sort of gotten to the place where if you don't do it this way, it isn't going to happen.
No, find the way that works best for you. Some people are just, you know, more visual, and so they need a vision board.
I know.
Some people,
that's me.
Some people are just more, you know, a little bit intellectual, so they need to have written down their goals. Some people are more kinesthetic. They have to get movement going as fast as possible. So just see your preference. I never did a vision board, but I know a lot of people like it. The problem with vision boards is that sometimes people spend more time doing a vision board than actually moving forward. And so they have the most beautiful vision boards, but they don't do anything in terms of putting action into it. So, you know, don't waste your time on the vision board. It's enough to get excited. You don't have to get super excited. Just do something to move forward and create the excitement through doing and not only through envisioning.
I know. And this is really good you said that. You know, Linda is, and Linda, I love her, and she has helped me so much because she is my best friend and is a Virgo to the very extent. You know, in contrast to, you know, if you even pay attention to astrology, to my Sagittarius nature. And when she has a goal, she will do the list. She will list them down. They will be in a spreadsheet. She will watch them. She will tick them off. And she will keep the list going and knows every minute about what she's doing. I love that. But here's what I want to ask you, because this has also been important for her and for me, and has been difficult for me. It's been a challenge. This is hard to do without the support of your family and friends.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are, whether you're the biggest loser or not. This is really tough. And, you know, you can't just have 70% of it, especially in a family.
Yeah, yeah. And I completely agree. So you have to have not only inner congruency, you have to have outer congruency as well. You have to have everybody that is important to you on board. And so many times I have to tell people, you know, if your wife wants to lose weight, don't buy chips and ice cream and eat it in front of her or have it at home. I mean, it's like having an alcoholic at home and still, you know, carrying the booze in the refrigerator. You don't want to do this. You don't want to really sabotage from the outside the person who wants to change. You want to have those people that are around you as your cheerleaders,
yeah,
as your accountability team. They need to be the one that give you direction, that support you unconditionally. Now, a lot of people don't have that, not only because their family may not be on board, but maybe because they're alone. Now, that's where you have to really build something internally again, your own cheerleader, your own support team, or you have to just reach out and meet people to do that. It's certainly easier to do it with others, but I don't think it's an excuse not to change just because you don't have something like this. Mm-hmm. But it helps. It definitely helps.
Yeah. And you know, I want to remind everyone that Dr. Friedemann Schaub, my very special guest today, has a great offer. For those of you that are thinking, how do I get started? Where's the blueprint? He's really created a tool to help all of us do that. I've already sent my email out to him. info@cellularwisdom.com. info@cellularwisdom.com. When we come back, we're going to be sharing what I think is one of the most serious roadblocks to accomplishing those things you set down to do. And I'll share with you what happened on that day of the beach, that ceremony that I thought and I wanted so badly to happen. Didn't happen. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org. Or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Girls will be girls. Cute ponytails and curls. Must put an end to the stress and strife. I think I want to live the sporty life. Good time.
Yeah, everybody. Info, I-N-F-O, at cellularwisdom.com. To get the tool that I'm going to use, I don't know if Benny's already done his email. I hope he's done it. We're allowed to get stuff like this, Benny. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you
just
won the
giving
makeover.
The listeners, you know, right. First come, first serve.
And
maybe priorities
he's going to give it to us like at a special friendly.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yeah. Because he wants us actually to use it so we can talk about it. Because, you know, some of the stuff I've used does not work. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. The website is cellularwisdom.com. If you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, you go to the drpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. And I mentioned before, Dr. Schaub, that before the break, I talked about what I think is probably really, really critical, a roadblock, to us really achieving the things we want. But you mentioned something earlier as well, and it had to do with the root cause. I actually think these two things are related, but I would love to hear from you what these last items are, because I really believe that one of them has been an issue for some of the projects I've been on.
Well, one of them is that what you want to change is not really addressing the root cause, what's really going on underneath that. So let's say, for example, you want to lose weight and you believe that when you lose weight, you're going to have all the confidence in the world and you're just going to go out there and everything's going to be wonderful and you're going to feel good. And you may find out after 10, 20 pounds that, well, maybe you're not that confident anyhow, even if you have the body that you want, because maybe there is a root cause, limiting belief inside of you that says, I'm just not good enough, or I'm not lovable, or I will never really be with the person who's committed to me, whatever those things are. So make sure that when you are trying to achieve a goal with a resolution, that you go with your change as deep as possible to the root cause so that you can make the biggest change in your life possible. Other example to make this more clear is if you want to, let's say, be the best public speaker and you always had a hard time at your company's events to, you know, get up in front of people and speak, and you think, I just want to not choke again. I just want to be up there and feel confident. And so you do all these trainings and, you know, you really get all the tools of public speaking, but then you find out it's not about the public speaking. What's really underneath that is that I always try to please everybody, that I always try to impress everybody, that I always try to be, you know, the best body of everybody, because I don't really believe in myself. So you could just circumvent all of this and really go to the root cause and really find that confidence and that self-esteem inside of yourself, and everything else will fall in place. If not, what will happen is that you're just transferring the symptom to something else. That means, you know, the insecurity will show up somewhere else. Self-sabotaging behavior will come up because you haven't addressed that underlying root cause. And that's certainly something I'm always interested in helping people with. So whenever I'm working with people in the breakthrough sessions, it is about the root cause. It is about finding that deepest layer of problem that really holds you, often since earliest childhood, back from getting what you want, and really changing this. And everything, it's like a domino effect, is changing in your life. So don't try to focus on one thing that seems to be the most obvious. Ask what's really underneath that before you go ahead.
And this is really a very, very important conversation. And I think this is a this is probably a good time for me to share that experience because it really talks to every single issue you brought up today. But before I do that, I want to talk about the last item.
Yes. The last item.
Because this is a this is my little pet peeve.
All right. You say it.
Lack of success experiences. And, you know, I love this one because it's really defining what success is. And then having the strength to keep going, even if you don't see things in the immediate future. And, you know, honestly, we want things yesterday.
That's right. Especially in our society. Definitely instant gratification.
So how is this one a roadblock or a showstopper for a lot of people?
Well, you know, I think we are just, first of all, you know, driven by wanting to have success. But then sometimes we are also not generous enough to give ourselves success, to define it in a flexible way. I like for people to have a minimum goal when they create a resolution that says, you know, this is the minimum that I want to reach. That's the minimum outcome I want to have. And that minimum goal will be easy to reach. I will definitely make it. But I promise to myself, when I reach that goal, I'm going to celebrate like I won the Oscars. I'm just going to be really excited about it. Then I want them to have a goal that's reachable, that's reasonable, that they think they can. They may need to put more effort in it, but they can reach it, and a maximum goal. When you have three different goals, you have three opportunities to celebrate, but really know that success breeds success. So no matter what, you have to celebrate, you have to be excited, and you have to create little stepping stones of celebration, stepping stones that you can reach successfully and easily on your way to one of those three goals, and be excited about it. You know, I'm a big proponent of the scale. I love the scale. I decided last year in February, maybe I should lose some weight. Maybe just, you know, get into the best shape of my life. My goal is by the age of 45 to be in the best shape of my life. And, you know, I'm working on it, and I lost 20 pounds. And I lost 20 pounds not with beating myself up, but by really getting excited, by getting excited about what I was doing, by getting excited about the way it was going, and being excited about seeing that little scale and even seeing little changes that really made me feel like, you know, I'm moving in the right direction. And you have this moment of success that you need to, you know, that's one thing that's good about the show, The Biggest Loser. People are actually motivated by losing weight, and they are celebrating, and they are getting some rewards and so on. So definitely create a reward system, create experiences of success, and increase your confidence while you're on the way.
Well, and you know, what you're saying and today what we shared is so important. You know, being able to, you know, really get big in our vision and then having that alignment, that congruence that you talked about, the support of the family, getting at the root cause and having those successes are so important. And I will share this experience with you because it has a very happy ending, although it took me a lifetime to achieve it. And I'll do it quickly because it's a long story. When I was 18 years old, I loved playing fast pitch softball, and I was really good at it. And I was so good at it that, you know, without having any high school experience really, I was recruited by a regional league, let's call it. And I would get out there and I would play, and I play my heart out, and I wanted so much to be part of the U.S. team. And I did that with table tennis as well. And at sort of the event right before the preliminary, the qualifying round, they had just worked on the outfield, and I played center field and shortstop. And it just worked. They had a horse show the weekend before, and they had brushed over the outfield, but they didn't really go through it and rake it through. So there were these holes. And I remember, because I was really very good, I remember backing up the shortstop in the second base as a ball was hit, kind of at a strange angle. And the shortstop, who never, ever, ever misses a ball, misses the ball. And I went behind her to grab it, stopped short, hit one of these holes, my leg stayed and my body didn't. And that was, I had completely torn the cartilage in my knee. Mm. And I remember this ritual and this ceremony I had done to want to get to this point. I wanted to be on this team. And so I never understood until later in my life why that didn't happen. Because then I tried to do it with table tennis as well. What was I looking for? Well, I was looking for a sense of accomplishment. I was looking for a sense of approval. I was looking to undo, perhaps, the lack of college education I had not had. Doing what I love for all the wrong reasons. That injury put me in such a state that I had to walk away from softball, walk away from table tennis. But what it did is it allowed me to go to school at night. And all the planets aligned for me to get my undergraduate degree, even though it took me 13 years. My boss violated procedures because what I really wanted to achieve is have a purpose in the world. And so that is what you're talking about, I believe.
Excellent. That's a great story. Thank you very much for sharing.
And I didn't have you. Had I had you in my 20s, Dr. Schaub, I would have gotten to the root cause. I would have gotten to the formula, and I may have gotten to it quickly. But I will say that the work that you're doing is profound and accelerates the path so we understand the meaning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, info@cellularwisdom.com. The website, cellularwisdom.com. The amazing Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, everyone.